something here within the context of the Torah. We've come to basically to the end of the Torah. In other words, Devarim is very much a drasha of Moshe Rabbeinu that was said last days of his life. Maaseh is the grand finale. It is the closing sketch of many, many years of Klal Yisrael. Besides, obviously, from receiving the Torah, but all the way back, it's from Bryas HaOlam until Parshas Maaseh. Chazak Chazak Benis Chazek is an end of an era. It's an end of a very, very important part of Klal Yisrael's birth and growth. And one would expect it to be a little bit more, perhaps, more meaningful for our generations. Rather than do so, this parasha is filled with seemingly irrelevant information. Seemingly, I put the word seemingly. And Klal Yisrael, I talked about, we discuss over here exactly where Klal Yisrael did what. Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael. These are the journeys of Klal Yisrael, Asher Yotzei Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Tzivos Ad Moshe Va'aron, from the hands of Moshe Va'aron. Is that any chiddush? Absolutely not. Okay. Vayichtov Moshe es Motzeihem Lemaaseihem. And I translate according to the way our dear friend Art Squad translates it. Moshe wrote their going forth according to their journeys. Ve'api Hashem, the bidding of Hashem. Ve'ele Maaseihem Lemotzeihem. And these were the journeys according to the goings forth.
Yes.
So what does this pasuk mean? In other words, what's this repetition? Motzeihem Lemaaseihem. And then it doesn't repeat it, it twists it. Ve'ele Maaseihem Lemotzeihem. What is the repetition and what is the switched over language over here? What's that telling me? Okay? Also, one is that one's api Hashem, ve'ele Maaseihem Lemotzeihem. What is the idea behind that? And then, in fact, it does go into what exactly happened here. And it gives us pieces of information that seem very trivial. Yeah? Vayisim Aram says, Mechidesh, Harishoyim, Bechemish, Osir, Mechidesh, da 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 da. Yeah? Mitzrayim, the covering, by the way, Mitzrayim, Apostle Dalud, what happened there? Yeah? Egyptians were burying those among them. Yeah? Is that so important? Yeah, they were burying them. And Hashem hikka kol b'chayim and v'keim. They were burying them. Shkoyach, they were burying them, they weren't burying them. Okay. V'yisum v'esom ramseis v'yachnu b'sukkos. V'yisum b'sukkos v'yachnu b'esom. V'yisum b'esom, and it goes all the way through. And then it starts giving us another piece of information. By the way, Pasuk Yud Ches, and they travel from Chirois, and then it's 3 days, and they went to Moro, and guess what? In Moro, they found 12 einos mayim, and 70 tamarim v'yachnu sham. Very nice. But yes, yeah. So talking the region, we start talking about how many date trees there were there. 70. Okay. But that carries on the pasuk. But Yisu Mayamsuf, but Yachnu b'Midbasin. Okay. What happened to the Yamsuf? The Yamsuf. What happened to Midbasin? Yeah. Taira. Yeah. Feedim. But Yisu Yachnu b'Midbasinai. Later on. Midbasinai. Later on. Sorry. But Yisu Midfeedim. Yachnu b'Midbasinai. Yisu Midbasinai. It misses out the Torah. In other words, when you're talking about a piece of information, I'll give you a very important piece of information. By the way, Mitzrayim buried their people rather than embalmed them. One piece of information. Another piece of information is, there were 70 palm trees and 12 Be'eris. I won't talk about Bechlal, I won't talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, I won't talk about anything about getting the Torah, yeah? And I just, what is this? So again, what's the relevance of it? Why are we telling us this at the end of such an important part of the Torah, all the different masois? What's the idea behind this? Yeah, but it's not Airbnb, it's a Torah. Right? And therefore, what's the idea behind this? And number one. Number two, the question is, what's the Lashonis in the Pasuk? Yeah? Of Yichtel Meisha Mitzayin Amaseihem, Api Hashemin Amaseihem Amaseihem, what's the idea behind that? The second question. And the third question is, if you want to give pieces of information, give important pieces of information. Don't give trivial ideas over here that are not that relevant. Yeah? And Vayisu, 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 Vayachnu, another piece of information. Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayal Aaron HaKoyein, El Har HaHor, Pi Hashem HaYom HaShom, and he died. Okay, I'm saying, but what's the idea behind? What is all this? What's going on here? What is going on in this parasha? So Rashi, and there's different explanations, Tzadok HaKoyein talks about it, there's very different ways of understanding why Bechlal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talks about this. And on one idea, Chazal bring down is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, you're taking a sick child, and is telling him, by the way, all these terrible things happen to you, at this particular time in your life, and I wasn't able to tell you exactly what happened. So he takes a journey through all that path that you went through, and said, by the way, here you are sick, here you are well, and the father is relating to the child a history of what happened to the child, which makes beautiful sense, but it does not giving a very important historical fact here. Yeah, by the way, here was a red light, here was a green light. Talk about over here was where the ambulance broke down, over here where the helicopter picked us up and took us all the way to the hospital, and over here is where the operation was. Oh, by the way, there were 12 cars waiting for you, and there were, as far as I remember, there were 70 cars parked on the left hand side. What's the idea? What's going on here? So the Mefarshim, by the way, the Baal Shem brings down that the mem base masois are parallel to every person has mem base masois in life. Whether those masois are referring to different levels of ruchnius, or whether it's different nisyonis, is a discussion amongst the chassidus. It could be mem base masois. I think most of them take place in Misrad HaPnim. But I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly. Somebody once said Misrad HaPnim is like Gehenim. I said it's not. It's much worse. Gehenim, you know you're out for sure after 11 months. Yeah. So there's different. There's mem base masois. There are different journeys. The mem base masois of every person is parallel to this. What's the idea behind this? What's the depth behind this? And more than that, what else do we find in this week's parasha mem base? What is, why is 42? Where's mem base in this parasha? Membase is Membase Orei Halevim. In this week's parasha, there were 42 Orei Halevim. So what's a Masoi has got to do with Orei Halevim? 42 Orei Halevim.
You add the Aremi Knat 48.
Yes, but the 42 Orei Halevim, there's a slight difference between the two. The 42 Orei Halevim, if a person knew they're an Orei Halevim, it helped them. What's the idea behind it? What's the connection? Just understand this carefully. So the first Pasha is, the Dubna Magid gives it Moshel, and Rav Leib Gurovitz speaks about it. Imagine you have a situation where you have a child who was brought up in a very abusive home, in as much that his father loved him and he had a stepmother who was really, really abusive, and this child suffered terribly, but the father never had the ability to free the child from all this pain, and eventually the father eventually finds a situation where the child can go and find a fantastic shidduch. And he heard a wonderful shidduch, and he wants to take this child to meet the shidduch. Right? So there's two different kinds of thoughts going through the minds of these people. On one hand, the child is not interested at all about the destination, doesn't know who the girl is, doesn't know where his life is going to go to. The main thing is, I'm running away. The main thing is, I'm leaving behind my life. Let's just leave. On the other hand, the father is not concentrating on the fact that the child is leaving. He's looking at the ultimate goal. He's looking at this child. It's not about leaving, not just about where he is. I want to make this child's life much better. In other words, the journey is not necessarily the goal. Yeah, the journey is a way to get somewhere. Let's turn around a little bit slightly differently. Let's turn around. You get at the airport. You find various different people going all to the same destination. All getting on a plane. Some people are getting on the plane for various different reasons. Some people are getting on the plane to get away. Loch Batli, I don't care where I'm going. I just need to get away for a few days. He's ending up in a place where it's a lot worse. Yeah, doesn't matter, I need to get away. Some people, the destination is everything. I have an appointment based in this particular place. I've got to make sure that I get there. Yeah, who cares about, you know, everything else. It's about getting there. If I can get there. And some people, their journey themselves is enjoyable. Oh, the duty free, the planes, and the first class, and the business class, and the cattle class, and everything. Right? It's all about the enjoyment of the journey itself. Klal Yisrael had a perspective of leaving Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael may have had a perspective of the journey itself was enjoyable. Moshe Rabbeinu and Doradeo, that itself was great. After the second year, it was 38 years of good years, right? So for them, it was Mas'ehem L'Moitz'ehem. Mas'ehem L'Moitz'ehem, what that means is their journeys according to the going forth. I mean, what was the Ikka, what was the Toffel? The Toffel was the Mas'ehem. Sorry, the Ikka was the Mas'ehem, the journeys. It happens to be the Mitzehem according to where they will eventually end up. But what are the Ikkah? The Ikkah is a Masehem. The Ikkah is their journey, being with Moshe Rabbeinu, being with Rabbeinu Shleila. The Mitzehem would actually end up not so important. It was, for them, it was more about the journey, the enjoyment of the journey itself. The goal wasn't that important. But the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu v'yichtoi Moshe es Mitzehem l'Masehem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Mitzehem, which means, where are they going? In other words, where are they going to end up? That is the Ikkah. It happens to be l'Masehem, according to they have to travel there somehow, they have to get there somehow. What does this teach us? It teaches us, at the end of Parshas Sefer Bamidbar, the end of what we call the Torah, before the Chazor Mishnah Torah, the Torah is teaching us that sometimes we mix up the journey for the goal. Sometimes we think that what's important in life is about you living in order to work, when in fact you work in order to live. It's a very, very important. Some people live in order to work. Everything is about their work. Everything. You know, where they go on holiday. I was once on holiday. I was up in St. Moritz. Yeah, absolutely beautiful there. Yeah, go on top of there. You get a little train, go all the way to the top there. Then there's four lakes, all different colours. It is stunning, right? There was a dear Israeli friend yelling on his mobile phone. Yeah? Right, yelling on his mobile phone. His wife is like all the way back, right? So I said to him, you've obviously spent a lot of money. Obviously, you worked very hard for this holiday. Leave your phone behind. Yeah, why? That's so dick. Yeah? In other words, what's for what? In other words, are you getting a holiday in order to work? You worked in order to get your holiday, so enjoy it. Enjoy it. Then he says to me, Ma'ish po lasot. What is there to do here? I said, Ma'ta b'chapes Luna Park? You're looking for an amusement park up here? Yeah, Ma'ish po lasot. Elsen. Yeah? In other words, what's Mas'ayim Ma'ayim? What's the idea behind this? What are we doing what? What's the Ikkah? So the Torah says, get focused. At the end of this long journey through the Torah, realize what's Mitzehem Lamaseya and what's Maseya Lamaseya. Is the journey the Ikkah, or is the destination the Ikkah? And if one understands that the destination is the Ikkah, the journey isn't that bad. I'll give you an emotional. Let's say there's somebody who has a very, very important business meeting. And this business meeting is a make and break. He has to go from Israel. He's got a meeting in New York, in Manhattan. And this meeting can completely change his life, the life of his family, the life of his kids. He can boost this industry amazingly, but it has to be in 2 days' time. It has to be in 2 days' time. He has to get there. And he has got to make an appointment. He's got to get to the flight. He comes to the flight. He comes to the airport, right? Do you have any flights?
No.
He looks on the thing. No, I'm sorry, I don't have any flights. It's totally chock-a-block. Do you have anything business class? No. Do you have anything in first class? No. I've got to get there. I'm sorry, sir, you can't. The plane. I want to speak to the manager. Okay, speaking to the manager. I can't help you. So, okay. He goes on, he manages to get through. He sees a pilot walking through. He said, listen, come here, I want to give you some bakshish. Bakshish, right? You know what bakshish is? Yeah, you've been in Israel long enough. Under the table, do me a favor. I need to get on this flight. I'll give you $10,000. I've got to deal with you. Lock the back door of the toilet at the back, right, broken, out of order, out of service. Let me sit in that room for an entire journey, 11, 12, 13 hours, right? I will fly, nobody has to know anything, yeah, out of service, I'll sit on that thing, right? Mavakasha, $10,000 in his pocket, doesn't say anything, he puts him, smuggles him in there, he said, do me a favor, just dress up as one of the workmen that you're cleaning the thing. He goes inside there, quickly locks his thing, and he's there for 11, 12 hours, right? He hears people coming, he smells of food, he hears people laughing outside, and he's stuck in this little toilet, right? Right? Does he feel a terribly hard done by that he's stuck in a little tiny room for 12, 13 hours? Of course not, because then in a few hours' time, he's going to sign a deal, yeah, that will allow him to fly, yeah, first class and better the rest of his life, sweet class. Yeah, you get something called suite class. Have you heard of that? Suite class in Singapore Airlines. Your own suite. You have your own little thing. You can't go and sit next to somebody else. You have your own suite. He's going to be able to fly suite class. So therefore the journey is completely different. The journey, aye, is a terrible, uncomfortable journey, but the destination is clear in front of him. Says Rabbeinu Shlomo, Gevaltig Shrigan, wake up! Sometimes things are tough, and sometimes things are difficult, and certain things are challenging, but understand what the destination is. The journey is not the ikkah. If you're not so comfortable in the journey, Hashem should give us all comfortable journeys, but it's not that comfortable, understand and focus on the end goal. Realize that every bit of tzoros, every bit of suffering, every bit of nisyonos is all about Rabbi Yisrael purifying you and making it better, for the journey is going to end one day in Eretz HaChaim. Is going to end in a place where of Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz HaChaim in Bezus Hashem, in that destination. Make the journey, the journey is not important, it's a destination. The journey can be that much better if you focus. That's Matzeihem Lamasei and Masei Lamoitzei. That is the lesson of this week's parasha. We asked, why do you have such irrelevant and you know, details over here when you're missing out the main details? The answer is, of course we're aware of the big details. Of course we see the big picture. If a person knows that it's in the Soyan, if a person knows, somebody comes and says to you, and by the way, said, I'm telling you tonight, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, you're going to have an Nesoyim. What's going to happen? You're going to come home, you're going to open the front door, and all of a sudden, you know, the your child is going to trip you up. Yeah, you're going to break your glasses, and then you're going to have your wife's going to serve you burnt food, and your phone's going to ring again and again, and all of a sudden the child's going to pull the thing. And your Nesoyim is to stay calm. If a person knows there's an Nesoyim, then he wouldn't have an Nesoyim. The only problem with the Nesoyin is a person doesn't realize there's a Nesoyin. A person doesn't see there's a Nesoyin. A person thinks it's not a Nesoyin and it is. If you look carefully, the Medrash brings down, there are three things that the father said to his son. This is where you had heat, this is where you got cold, and this is where you had a headache. Those are the three things the Medrash brings down. Where you got hot is where you should have got hot in a situation where you should have got hislavus. You should have got his lavas. This is where you got hot. And he didn't get, you got hot in the wrong places. For example, over here. What happens over here? It says, they went past Mitzrayim Mekabrim. Esa Shehika Hashem Bohem. Mitzrayim Mekabrim. What does that mean? The Mitzrayim were burying. Why they're burying? Mitzrayim don't bury. It was a derech of the Zohar to embalm. Why they're burying? Says the Medrash, because Mitzrayim saw that the time of the Makkos Bechoris, everything was decimated, it was destroyed, and they got rid of Avodah Zarah. And they said, there's no point us embalming anymore, let's bury. So you hear Klal Yisrael are seeing Mitzrayim for the first time having a paradigm shift. The first time seeing that they're changing their life around, and it completely went over your head. Mitzrayim, the Kabrim, wake up, do not see that the whole nation has finally realized who a Kodesh Baruch Hu is? And you don't see it? When you're going through life, take in the details that are important for you, that don't miss those important elements. And therefore over here, you should have got hot, you had a headache, in other words, there was a heating up process that you missed, you didn't have it. Okay, later on there was a discussion, Vayisim Memora, and there was Shtem Eser Enos Mayim Shivim Tomorrow Vayachnu Shom. What's that idea over there? What happened over there? They complained over there to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, give us water. 1 second. Do you know what's going on over here? There were 12 Einos Mayim. There are Shivim Tomorrow. In other words, Rabbeinu Shlomo knows exactly what Shlomo is Mayim for each one of the Shvatim. And Shivim Tomorrow for each one of the Zakenim. Look around you in life and you see the small details in life give you the indication that Kodesh Baruch Hu is fully in control. Every stage in life, understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. There's exactly predestined, exactly how much and how little and how far and how wide. Everything is predestined. If you miss the small details, then that's when the mistakes begin. If we don't see what's going on, that's when the mistakes begin. And therefore, if you look, says Rav Shimon Shvab, only the small details are discussed over here. Later on, Aaron of Kohen dies. What's the idea behind that? That is where your head hurt. What head hurt? That means you didn't listen to the Gedolim. You didn't listen to Das Torah. You didn't listen to the indication when the Rabbonim are telling you what to do. You've got to listen to them and respect that idea. And therefore, Vayisu Vayachnu over here in this week's parasha is all about the ideas of focusing on the journey, understanding that the journey is not the ikkah, the destination is the ikkah. To listen along the journey and to be pointed out and to listen to the various indications of where Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to you, that's what's important. I just want to finish off with one beautiful piece from Nisiva Shalom. He says, Vayisu Vayachnu are two opposites. Vayisu is Lashon of journeying. Vayachnu is a losh. Sorry, wrong. Okay, that's also right. But mitzehem lemasehem. Mitzehem lemasehem. Masehem is to travel, and mitzehem is. Mitzehem is to be where you are. Yeah, where you are, and masehem is to travel. He says there are two avodas and avodas Hashem. There is a sur mira, and there's a asei tov. Vayichtoiv Moshe es mitzehem lemasehem. Mitzehem is the mitzehem lemasehem api Hashem. Mitzehem lemasehem means that what's the ikar? Mitzehem lemasehem. In other words, it was the mitzehem lemasehem is the ikar, is the sur mira. Was done first in order to get the Moitzeihem go. Moitzeihem lemaseim. Moitzeihem lemaseim means that the Moitzeihem is triggered by lemaseim. In other words, at first it was a sur mira, and then it was an asei. Sorry, other way around. Sorry. Moitzeihem lemaseim. Let me just see inside. Bear with me. Moitzeihem hubachin asur mira. Yes. Yitzias mikoyach hara. Moitzeihem is to take it out. It's a bechin asur mira. Umaseihem is, sorry, is to travel on as asei toiv. Yes? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu did Moitzei Ehem Lemaseim Api Hashem. The ideal is, first Sur Mira, and then Asei Toiv Api Hashem. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. But sometimes it is so difficult to be Sur Mira. A person is so connected with a sin, he's so connected with Avera, he can't do a Sur Mira. That's who he is. Then, Ve'ele, if a person is connected, Ve'ele is always evolved. When he's connected to the past, Va'ila is always connected to the rich, to something you have in the past. If you cannot do that, then it's Masa'ehem and Moitz'ehem means do the Asei Toiv and then do the Sur Mira. Do mitzvahs. Don't get bogged down. In other words, Sur Mira, how? By the Asei Toiv, how can Asei Toiv? And therefore, this is again a very, very important focus in life, is the idea of growth through leaving behind and growing. There's Vayisu and there's Vayachnu. Vayisu means always trying to steig, always trying to grow, always trying to move further. Vayachnu is always taking the position that you're in and concreting it, making it stable, making sure that whatever I have grown in, I'm going to make sure that this remains for me. I'm not going to get to next Yom Kippur and start all over again. So this parasha is all about focusing on the journey, realizing that the journey is only a message to get you to the destination. If a destination is what's a focus, sometimes the journey isn't as painful when you have the correct focus. It's the idea of listening carefully along the journey to the small details where Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to you, because that is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. The 42 masois, or the 42 of the Levim, I like to say, is that the Ori HaLevim were not like the Ori Miklot. The Ori HaLevim only worked if you knew that you were in the Ori HaLevim, and you knew that it's Niklat, that it works for you. Not like the Ori Miklot. The Ori Miklot just happened to be there, and you're there, nobody can kill you. Ori HaLevim needs kavana, it needs your focus. And therefore, when you're journeying through life, you won't get the benefits of the journey, you won't get the vitamins of Kodesh Baruch Hu teaching you, unless you're living a life of an Ori HaLevim, realizing where you are, realizing where you're going, realizing who you are, what your destination is. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak.